Welcome to the Railway News Roundup, sponsored by CTM, the industry's first integrated competency management and training marketplace. As the government promises some limited additional household bubbling for a small number of days over Christmas, millions of prospective rail travellers face problems reaching family and friends due to engineering closures. An article in The Independent says, as usual, many major upgrades are scheduled to take place over Christmas and the New Year, as normally this is a time of lowest demand across the rail network. The paper says that it is widely expected that the UK government and the devolved administrations will open up the opportunity to visit other households only between Christmas Eve and December the 28th, at a time when long-distance rail travel is more difficult than at any other time of year. Network Rail has been fined £10,000 for allowing trains to travel at more than 100 miles per hour over a storm-damaged viaduct in Scotland. The article in the iPaper features Ian Prosser, HM Chief Inspector of Railways, who says its investigation revealed that Network Rail staff were unaware that they held safety-critical duties to manage infrastructure during extreme weather. Network Rail says significant changes to its management of scour risks have been made as a result of the incident. The completion of Crossrail is vital to demonstrate that London will soon be open for business, industry leaders have said. That is according to an article in the Evening Standard that says Transport for London Commissioner Andy Byford has reportedly called for an extra £80 million in urgent funding. The original £15 billion budget is nearing £20 billion. Matthew Jaffs of the Federation of Small Businesses told the paper that business that made the investment to operate close to the line are left bewildered by this bad soap opera. Finally, NHS2 has issued an invitation to tender to five bidders in the running to design, deliver and maintain almost 300 state-of-the-art lifts and escalators for HS2's four major new stations. Around 160 lifts and 130 escalators will be installed across the project, helping hundreds of thousands of people access trains every day. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.